something on a lighter note?
How about a net trick, yeah?
This is something I learned from a neighbor, right? Mm-hmm. Come on, oh, you booze fighter. Wait a minute. This is a song about drinking. All you drunks, raise your hand. Come on, oh, you booze fighters, if you want to hear about the kind of booze that we sell around here. It's made way back in the swamps and the hills, where there's plenty of moonshine still, where we don't give a damn for the Volstead law. And for prohibition, we don't care a straw. It's made out of Buckeyes, potash, and corn, and all bottled up in some barn. And the lamb will lay down with a lion after drinking this old moonshine. Tip up your head and take a little drink. Then for a week you won't be able to think. First thing you know, you'll be getting kind of tight out on the street trying to raise a fight. Tip up your head and take a little more. Then for a month you'll be feeling kind of sore. Then you'll swear you won't drink it anymore. But you've said that a thousand times before. And the lamb will lay down with a lion after drinking this old moonshine. One drop will make a rabbit whoop a bulldog. One drop will make a cat chase a wild hog. And make a bullfrog spit in a black snake's face, and make a hard shell preacher fall from grace. And the lamb will lay down with a lion after drinking this old moonshine.
I wonder if that might be a good starting point. Does that song remind anybody of anything they know or want to say or sing? I was afraid of that. We have a situation here where some really good songs could come out, but we're all sitting in a line, which makes it weird. You take over. What time is it? Yeah, okay. This is one of Bill Monroe's songs, and it's, you know, he had a lot of hit records. This is probably his biggest flop. And it's probably because it only has one verse. It's even not a good verse. I can't explain why we like this song. But I like it a lot. It doesn't even rhyme that good. And because Kate and I like to sing in harmony, we just took the one verse and tried different ways of singing it. We liked them all, so we just do them all in a row. For the last year or two, we've been running contests everywhere we sing to see if someone can come up with a new verse for the Alabama Waltz. And they do. I promised that whoever recorded the song and took somebody's verse, we put their photograph on the label, and they could always spin anytime the record was played. So far, well, we've gone and recorded it with only one verse. We did get some good parodies, though, about the Wall Street Waltz about half a year ago. Almost a year, isn't it? Oh, well.
was sad and blue, downhearted too. It seemed like my whole world was lost when I took a chance. What happened to dance to the tune of the Alabama
Craig Johnson.
This is one of Hammond's family songs, Jay Leg, about a murder about 100 years ago in Clay County. Come all of you Bow River boys, a shocking tale to tell. We've lost one of our river boys, and one that we loved so well. Poor Jay went out on that cold Friday morning, and them otters, they come in. They fixed up a plot to kill poor Jay just as soon as he came in. Poor Jay come in on that cold Friday evening. He was tired and hungry too. He didn't have time to sit down and rest when a bullet pierced him through. His little boy stood by his side and mournfully did say, unto his mama he did say, what made you kill poor Jay? It was an accident, she said, and she did not seem to care. She thought her own state's evidence would surely bring her clear. There was a curtain hanging by that hung close by the cot, and with his own Winchester gun he received the fatal shot. Poor Jay lies down in his cold heart's blood, and as the last breath passed away, to God in heaven he did say, have mercy on poor Jay. Poor Jay's now sleeping in his new-made grave, and his troubles all are done. And Sari's a-sleeping in the Clay County Jail, and her troubles just begun.
Has anyone sung 40 years ago here? I heard this on a record of music recorded in Washington State. Mostly came from people who moved out to Washington State from this area and from the Ozarks back in the 40s. This is 40 years ago. Sure where the key would be. Probably too high. I wandered to the village tom and sat beneath the trees upon the schoolhouse playing ground that sheltered you and me. But none were left to greet me, Tom, and few were left to know who played with us upon the ground some 40 years ago. The old schoolhouse is altered some, the benches are replaced with new ones like the very same our jackknives did deface. But the same old bricks are in the wall, the bell swings to and fro. The music's just as sweet, dear Tom, as 'twas 40 years ago. The bubbling spring beneath the hill close by a spreading beach seemed once so high but now so low that I could almost reach. While kneeling down to take a drink, dear Tom, I started so to think how very much we've changed since 40 years ago. Nearby the spring upon an elm, you know I carved your name, and your sweetheart's just beneath it, Tom, and you done mine the same. But some heartless wretch has peeled the bark, it's dying sure and slow, just like the one whose name you carved died 40 years ago. And the grass is just as green, dear Tom, barefooted boys at play. We're sporting just as we did then, with spirits just as gay. But my sweetheart sleeps upon the hill that wind covered up with snow, afforded us a sliding place some 40 years ago. I wandered to the village, Tom, and sat beneath the trees upon the schoolhouse playing ground that sheltered you and me. But none were left to greet me, Tom, and few were left to know who played with us upon the ground some 40 years ago.
Next singers aren't here, but they'll be coming back. Mike Seeger went to seek out Tracy and come up here and sing some duets. Does anyone want to sing anything? Got something in mind, Frank?
The other thing too, I'm singing on a couple of these songs, is finding out how to start on the first line. Remembering the first line is bad enough, but quite often you find that you start a song easier by starting on the third line, then working your way back to the first line. And sometimes you find a song, in a song, a particular line, you know, a great line, and sometimes you sing that song right the whole way down just to get to sing that one line. That's sufficient, you know, in a song. Surprisingly, it's little things that you can get pleasure out of when you don't have a guitar to sing along with. A lot of our songs are narrative songs, but in the tradition there are a lot of love songs, particularly from Ulster, beautiful love songs. This is one called Mary and Her Bunny Bunch of Rushes Green. And it has sexual overtones, but you'll have to work them out for yourself. There are songs which don't need working out, like The Bird in the Bush, or The Little Ball of Yarn, or The Thrashing Machine, or The Cuckoo's Nest, and on it goes. They're quite specific, but this one has, it's something in its own way. But it's a lovely love song called Mary and Her Bunny Bunch of Rushes Green. I work them into, here we go. Oh, as I rode out one morning to view the fields and forest green with my two hunting bagels in order there some game to see. There I saw none but Mary. She appeared to me like virgin queen. She was at her daily labors at the reaping of her rushes green. Oh, as I looked all around me to see what persons I might see, there I saw none but Mary, whom I embraced most tenderly. As she says, young man, go easy, go your way and let me be. Don't toss my rushes carelessly, hard labor I have gained by thee. Well, if I toss your rushes carelessly, a greener bunch I'll reap for you. So come sit you down beside me, and a pleasant story I'll tell too. It is hard, young man, to refuse you, although your false love has led me astray. But I'll sit down beside you till the morning dew does fade away. As my love and I sat courting beneath yon green wood laurel tree, Well, the birds, they sang melodiously, all changing their notes from tree to tree. And the lark, she joined in chorus, as I embraced my virgin queen. Oh, Mary, my love, Mary, and her bonnie bunch of rushes green. Now, since my love and I have married, great riches she has gained by me. She has servants to wait on her and keep her from all slavery. Her waist so small and slender, the whole world I would range it around. Oh, Mary, my love, Mary, and her bonnie bunch of rushes brown.
Thanks, Doug.
Doing there. Triggered one that I like to do. And if it's not necessarily the words, or you know, certainly not the performance, because Frank and I don't sing alike or anything, but just the turns in the song and then the type of music, it reminded me a lot of this song. Oh, times are not what they used to be. I'll get that little line. Oh, times are not what they used to be. There's troubles all the time, and no one knows the inward grief of my poor trouble mine. Oft times I suffered for your sake. It's you I love so dear. Oh, I wish that I could go with you, or you would tarry here. My mother loved me very well. My father treated me kind, but for your sake I'd go with you and leave them both behind. Oh, if my heart were made of glass, and if you could be your name in secret I would write. Believe me what I say, you are the one I'll love the best until my dying day. So give to me your hand, my
think it would be a little bit out of order to sing something else besides just a good old love song. We've had so many good songs here today that the most of them have been of the love type of song, and it's I even teach them in my class once in a while because everyone, it seems that they respond to a love song. So this one is going to be The House Carpenter. I'll not tell you the story. It's a story within itself. Well met my own true love. Well met, says he. I've just returned from the salt briny sea, and 'tis all for the love of thee. I once could have married a king's daughter fair. She fain would marry me, but her golden chain I did refuse, and 'twas all for the love of thee. Well, if you could have married a king's daughter fair, I'm sure you are to blame, for I have married a house carpenter, and I think he's a fine young man. To finish this song, let me raise that up a little. That's a little bit too low for that. I was singing on her pitch there. Well, if you will leave your house, carpenter, and go along with me, I'll take you where the grass grows so green, on the banks of Italy. Well, if I should leave my house, carpenter, and go along with you, what have you for to maintain me on, to keep me from slavery? I have 7 ships on the salt briny sea, I'll sail into Guyana, and if you will come and go with me, they shall rule at your command. She picked up her tender little babe, and kisses gave it 3, saying, you stay here till I come back, and keep your papa company. She dressed herself in richery and viewed herself around, and as she walked the streets, they say, she shone like a glittering crown. They had not sailed not very long, not weeks more than 2 or 3, till she sat down in her true lover's boat, And she wept most bitterly. Now do you weep for gold, he said, or do you weep for storm, or do you weep for your house carpenter that you left on yonder shore? I do not weep for gold, she said. I do not weep for store, but I do weep for my tender little babe that I never shall see anymore. They had not sailed not very long, weeks more than three or four, till their ship sprung a leak in the middle of the deep, and she sank for to ride no more.
Seeger and Tracy Schwartz are here.
Well, I thought I'd do, do a holler and then we'll do a duet while
we're
figuring out where to get instruments from. What instruments do you need? At least a guitar, maybe a mandolin, a fiddle, a mandolin. And you drink Tracy one of as a matter of fact, because mandolin, you play mandolin.
I'd like to do a song, a duet with Tracy, but what I'd like to do first is something at the opposite end of the musical, American musical spectrum, a contemporary holler that I made up about 4 or 5 years ago. Hollering is, there's no words to it that I've been able to figure out. It used to be just kind of an instrumental. Actually a vocal instrumental. Some people say it's for communication, in certain cases it is. But I got intrigued by just the sounds of the hollers. I've traveled with an old-time hollerer from North Carolina named Leonard Emanuel, and we went on a tour together. And it seemed to me that all the hollers were in a major key, you know, they sound a little bit like the yodeling. So I began puzzling that over as I was driving in my car through Rockbridge County, where I live, and began making up a contemporary holler, and this is the way it's going to be today, because it changes every time. And I guess I should use the same way of finding my pitch as Frank suggested, but I'm not sure I will until I get in trouble. Whoa!
Classic bluegrass song written by Bill Monroe.
a pump pig is what I meant. I can play therapy.
Probably.
Right?
Sure.
You need a lady. You need a lady.
Yeah. Hey, you need a lady. You're wish I could tie it to my side, take it along with me. Lady, lady, you're a lady. Lady, lady, you're a lady.
Lady, lady.